Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Monday, June 22nd, and today I want you to reconsider the strategy, the belief that you should wait until you're ready to attack those big goals that you have in life. Now, I know what you may be thinking. What are you talking about? I'm not going to just put myself out there when I'm not ready. I got to line up all my ducks before I get going. I got to do my research. I got to do my planning. I get my confidence level up before I just put myself out there and go for my goals, or I'll set myself up for failure. I can't do that. You know, I got to wait until I'm ready. I just feel better doing that. I understand that way of thinking. If you aren't achieving the goals that you want in life as quickly as you want, and you have that strategy, I want you to reconsider that way of thinking. I want you to think about something. How many times have you done certain things in life where maybe you didn't put so much pressure on yourself, maybe it didn't matter to you as much, you just didn't care, and you said, hey, I want to accomplish that. And you just put yourself out there, and you surprised yourself, wow, you were able to achieve a level of success immediately, a level of success far greater than you would have thought. And you're glad you put yourself out there. And that sets you up for higher and higher levels of success a lot sooner than you would have if you would have just waited around until you were quote-unquote ready, right? Also, how many times have you been in those same mental and emotional conditions where you said, I'm just going to go for it, right? And you didn't achieve an immediate level of success that maybe you would have wanted. But because you put yourself in those actual game-like conditions, you put yourself in the challenge, you made adjustments along the way. You felt what it was like to be in that situation and said, well, this isn't nearly as challenging as I thought it was going to be. Even though you didn't achieve the level of success right away, you were able to make adjustments. And because of that, you were able to make adjustments and achieve a level of success much, much sooner, a lot more quickly than you would have if you just waited around until you're ready and you were happy. Even though you didn't achieve the level of success that you wanted right away, you made those adjustments and you're so glad that you just got yourself in the process. Many times when it comes to our big goals in life that mean a lot to us, we have to ask ourselves, what are we really concerned with? What are we really focused on? The level of success that we really want, what it would be like, the emotions, the feeling of victory, what it means to us to actually achieve that goal, is that what we're really connected with? That's what we're really focusing on? Or are we worried about failure? What that would mean to us if we failed? We set this big goal and we failed. Or many times we think about, how would I look if I attempted this big goal, everybody saw me, and I failed? What are you more connected to? I would challenge you to think about those times when you just went for it, those goals. And again, you achieved a level of success a lot higher, a lot sooner in the process than you would have imagined. You're so happy that you just jumped in there and went for it. And also those times where you didn't achieve that level of success, but you made those adjustments, and because you just put yourself out there and got going, you achieved a level of success much sooner in the process than if you would have waited and collected more information and lined up your ducks and got more prepared. I think in those situations, you were just focused on the prize, the emotions of achieving the goal more than what would it look like to other people if I failed, or what would I feel like if I failed. You had less emotional attachment to failure. So I'll tell you this. I work with men all over the world, many of them intense one-on-one weekly coaching, where we break down their goals. I get them clear on what they want every single week. I make them accountable to working on those goals, right? And I offer them perspective and objectivity in their own situation to make sure they keep on going and create that momentum to make those goals that they have in life actually happen, and just not just talk about them for years. And when I work with these gentlemen, many times they are so thankful they put themselves under those situations where they committed. I don't know how I'm going to achieve these goals, but I'm glad that I put them out there. I put them out there to the world that I'm going to do them. And I made myself accountable to somebody, a coach. And now they're in the process. And now they're forced to use all of their mental, emotional, psychological, their physical power, their creativity, their time, their resources to actually make them happen instead of waiting and waiting and waiting to collect more information, to get their confidence level up, to make sure they're doing the right way, right? Because many times, if you haven't already discovered this in life, I don't care how prepared you are. You've never been to point B if you're at point A. You're going to be faced with challenges. It's not going to be the way you planned. The journey is not going to be exactly the way you planned, no matter how much time, how much energy you took to prepare. And you're going to have to make those adjustments anyway. So you need to put yourself out there and make those adjustments a lot sooner in the process. I know many of you have been following my career for a very long time from my bodybuilding days. And we're almost like brothers. So if I'm a little bit older than you, I'm just telling you, from a big brother point of view, man, you just got to get in there. If there's anything that I would have done differently in my life, no matter what it seems like I've accomplished, I would have jumped into those bigger goals that I had much sooner in the process, because I found out what I was really made of by doing that. And even if I didn't achieve that level of success that I wanted right away, I made the adjustments. And, you know, if you're new to following me, maybe you don't even know about my bodybuilding career, you just like the Manformation program, my motivation, yeah. I want to be a father figure to you. I want to be a big brother, whatever I can be to you, whatever I can symbolize to you to get you going and achieve those goals in life. And I want to push you to reconsider waiting until you're ready. All right? Now, I know if you're like me, when you put yourself out there and you said, whoa, I'm way over my head. What was I thinking that I can do this? Right? And now you're challenged. You have all this stress. You can't sleep at night. That's part of the process. That's what the best of us go through. What do you think your brain is doing when you can't sleep and you're all stressed? It's getting that fight or flight mode. I must find a way. It's calling upon all your resources, all the avenues, the strategies that are available to you for you to select, choose, go to the next one, go to the next one, go to the next one to make this goal actually happen. You're putting yourself under stressful conditions to make those goals happen when you can't sleep and you feel all those stress. That's what you need sometimes to find a way, and you're never going to be in under those conditions to be so creative, to be so demanding of yourself when you're just waiting, 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 and collecting information. And, you know, I know that you put yourself in situations like this in the past. I know you've thrown yourself out there and said, what the hell am I doing thinking I can do this? And that's when you've surprised yourself and you just said, wow, I'm so glad I put myself under these conditions. Yeah, that's me. Of course I can do it, right? And I know there's sometimes you've done the very same thing and you failed miserably, but you feel great that you finally took action, you made some adjustments, and even if you failed or succeeded, you're happy that you just took action, right, rather than continue to wait on the sideline. So I know for many of you, I'm just reminding you of what you already know, what you've already experienced, and that's what I'm here to do, to give you some perspective and objectivity. There's one other thing, I touched on this on yesterday's video podcast, is that I work with a lot of men, late 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, and they sat around waiting for the big goals in life, connection, marriage, starting their own business. They're waiting, waiting, waiting. And then they come to me, they're sick and tired of waiting, they're in that pain. If you have a situation like that and you'd like to bounce it off me, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd love to address your particular situation anonymously, of course, in a video like this one so the whole world can benefit from the question that you ask, your situation. men just like you, I'm telling you, they're going through the same thing. And then I'll follow it up with a personal phone call so you and I can talk about your particular situation with your specifics so I can help you bust through it. All right? And that's my reward to you for stepping up and providing me with great content that will help men just like you all over the world. All right? So I want you to reconsider if waiting to attack those big goals in life is really serving you as well as you might think. Have a great day.